Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The classic play, Blythe Spirit, is coming to Central College in the Pella Opera House. Let's go in-depth with C.D. Adamson, professor, and students Devin McCain, Chris Marino, Ann Kokenauer, Jessica Popejoy Geiken, Jackie Jones, and Kaylin Sales. C.D., why Blythe Spirit?
Well, we wanted to do a homecoming show this year, and it's a comedy. It's a different kind of comedy. It's billed as a farce, but it's not really a farce. It's more of a comedy of manners. It's all of the language in it is where the comedy is found, and so that's something we've been working on with the cast, is punching certain words. It's very British. It's Noel Coward, who is famous for this show and Private Lives, and Blythe Spirit's probably one of the most produced of Noel Coward's plays. High schools do it, colleges do it. It was just revived on Broadway a few years ago with Angela Lansbury. And then Angela Lansbury went and took it on tour in London as well. So it's a pretty well-known show in terms of theater parlance. The public may not recognize it immediately because it was written in the late 30s, early 40s. So, but it's a lot of fun. It's surrounds a man who he is on his second wife. His first wife passed away, and so they conduct a séance for fun because the man is doing research on the occult, and the medium inadvertently conjures up his dead ex-wife, and so she appears and kind of causes havoc in the house and whatever. So it's only he can see her; no one else can see her or hear her. So everybody kind of thinks he's crazy that he's talking to this person that isn't there, but obviously the audience gets to see her. So it's a lot of fun.
Of all the people to conjure up.
Yes, exactly.
That's part of the point.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right,
yeah.
Do I remember correctly, it was a film, too?
Yes, it was made into a film. It was also done as a TV movie at one point in, I think, the 70s or 80s. So it's been revived in different forms throughout the years. And it was also made into a musical back in the day called High Spirits. So it's a lot of different incarnations of it.
And Anne, who do you play?
I play Ruth. I am Charles, the author's second wife, so I'm the one who gets to stand by his side and try to figure out what's happening, as his first wife can only be seen by him and can only be heard by him, watching him go crazy and experience the panic of having his first wife reappear now 7 years later when we're married.
Well, and you think he's going nuts.
Absolutely, because I can't see or hear the first wife for the longest time. I have absolutely no proof that he's doing anything but trying to play a joke on me or having completely lost his mind.
And with respect to this role, how did you figure out how you would play this role?
That's one that's been difficult for me through this production. It's been a lot of direction from Dr. Adamson, but it's the very British, because we're high society. It's a matter of looking for that kind of almost dry, I am better than you humor, which can then very much lend to the role of Ruth, as she really does believe she's better than everybody else.
Okay.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the play, Blythe Spirit, with C.D. Adamson, professor, and students Devin McCain, Chris Marino, Ann Kokenauer, Jessica Popejoy Geiken, Jackie Jones, and Kaylin Sales. And Jessica, who do you play?
I play Madame Arcadi. She's the medium who brings back the ghost. They call her in to do this seance with the intent of, like, hoping that she's the total fake, you know, and she knows it, and she's playing this character, you know, for money. But actually, she totally believes in everything and thinks, and she obviously does conjure up an actual ghost, so she's for real, but she's so ridiculous that they don't really believe that she would do that. And so eventually, even though Ruth finds her ridiculous. Nobody really wants to have her around because she's a bit odd. She's old and says weird things at the wrong time. They eventually have to call her back in to get rid of the first wife because they can't have her sticking around.
Well, that's very interesting. So your character's the only one that takes your character seriously, then?
Yes. I 100% think that I am... very important, and I honestly don't even notice for a while that people are even making fun of me at all, and I make fun of some of the other characters, treating them like they're stupid for not understanding things about the other side and the occult.
Well, and that sort of parallels the, I don't know, the situation with the first wife and the second wife, and, you know, in some ways where you're taken seriously
right.
by yourself, but not by the others.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely... have that little bit of sympathy with Ruth's character because she's the butt of a lot of jokes of the first wife, Selvira's, but has no idea because she can't hear her. And so Madame Arcadi also, you know, has a lot of jokes told about her, doesn't really know that people are making fun of her until later.
Oh. Well, that's too bad.
That's sad,
we've all been there a little
she's
bit.
She's still good. She's all very right, self-confident.
Good. All right, well, Jackie, what's your role?
I am Mrs. Bradman, so I am Dr. Bradman's wife, and we're brought in, so we're like the family, like we're friends of the couple, and so they bring us in for the seance, that way they have like more people than just one, and my character is very ditzy. I'm a very like contrasting character to the rest of them, while like everyone else is just like what Anne said of like everyone's like, oh, I'm better than you, and all that stuff. My character's not, like I'm just there for entertainment values, and I'm almost kind of myself.
Okay. Don't know where I'll go with that. Okay, so are you very British too, or?
No. So my accent is like a mixture of Cockney and New Jersey-esque. So it's almost like Dr. Bradman was just like, oh, I would love to have somebody who doesn't understand anything, just so to be like a trophy wife almost. That's me.
But also you're undermining society, you know, that, you know, high society kind of thing too,
yes.
Aren't you? Is that fun?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to like be like the completely like contrasting character between like where the rest of them, just like voice wise and just like personality wise compared to the rest of it, everyone else.
And so you want to draw a lot of attention to yourself.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. Kaylin, what's your role?
My role is Edith, which as the script says, a maid. I work for Charles and Ruth. But I have a Cockney accent. I'm not that high society. Like, Jackie's character is also not a high society. I have a very harsh Cockney accent that has been kind of rough to do. But it's definitely been like a fun challenge to try and do something completely out of my comfort zone, to do the whole working class. I'm used to actually playing characters like Ruth or like Elvira, where they're high society and a little rude.
Oh, really? Okay. All right, and so how do you learn to do accents?
A lot of YouTube videos. And then Anne, actually, who plays Ruth, she did Oliver. And so she had to use Cockney accents. So sometimes if I'm not sure how to say a specific word, I'll go and ask her, just because she's like my little speech coach.
Well, that's neat. But, you know, a lot of us in the audience wouldn't know the difference with respect to the accents, would we? Maybe.
I think you will be able to tell. It's very harsh, very present.
Okay, can you give me a little bit of it?
I'll just tell you my favorite line that I say. I don't want a sandwich. I want to get back to bed.
Okay, we get that.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the play, Blythe Spirit, with C.D. Adamson, professor, and students Devin McCain, Chris Marino, Ann Kokenauer, Jessica Popejoy Gaikin, Jackie Jones, and Kaylin Sales.
Devin, your role.
I play Elvira, who is the first wife, and she's also dead. I'm a ghost.
Well, that must be fun.
Yes, it's very fun.
Mm-hmm. So how do you play a ghost?
Well, my costume really helps. I have a beautiful flowy robe that I kind of get to run around in, and she causes a lot of ruckus, so it's kind of fun to do.
Okay, and trying to do something sort of ethereal or ghostly, and I mean, it must be difficult with respect to costuming, set design, lighting, is it or no?
I haven't really found any challenges in it. I designed costumes for the show, so last semester when we got the script, I was able to go through and be like, okay, this is how everything is going to look, and it's been played out very nicely. So.
Okay, so what's it like on the other side?
Oh, like on the costume side?
No, I mean like in...
Oh, on the other side. it's pretty great. Elvira has a lot of fun playing tricks on mostly Ruth because she can't see or hear her. So Elvira gets to say whatever she wants without any consequences, really, besides Charles yelling at her, but that doesn't bother her. She just does what she does.
She's the ex-wife.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Chris, your role.
I'm playing Dr. Bradman. It's him and his wife. They're the friends of the Condamine family that have been brought in for the seance. And he's a very straight-laced, I almost imagine like military man-esque skeptic. Doesn't believe a single thing about it. And his character's kind of almost a direct foil with his wife, who's very, you know, kind of like the low class, like, it's all, you know, it's all good, very out there. He's just very, calm down, honey. We're in public, kind of almost, not necessarily ashamed, but very exasperated with his wife. And I think that's where a lot of the comedy of my character comes in, is his own, like, relationship. So it's been really fun to play. Me and Jackie have pretty good chemistry on that. We've been working together really well, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, CD, listening to these characters, it was carefully crafted, the play, to make sure that there was virtually no redundancy in terms of personalities.
Right.
Across the, I mean, that's part of its brilliance.
Yeah, it really is. He has, and they're not necessarily, like we did Boeing a couple years ago, and those were very much like almost stock characters, where these people are pretty fleshed out. They really have good relationships with each other. It's very clear. It's their characters are three-dimensional versus one-dimensional. When we had Boeing, they were just kind of silly and just throwing things and throwing each other around and all that. And this is more, like I said earlier, it's just more of a comedy of manners and more with the language. And so, but Noel Coward's brilliant in terms of his comedy. It's just, it's really, really funny.
And when is the play?
It runs September 26th through the 29th at the Pella Opera House here in town. And for tickets, we're doing something a little bit different this year. The Pella Opera House is solely selling the tickets, so we're not doing them on campus this year for this show. And they can just go to pellaoperahouse.org and buy them online, or you can call 641-628-8625 or go to the Opera House and pick up your tickets in person if you'd like to do it that way.
Do you have a scene anybody would like to do? Maybe two people?
I feel pretty good about it.
You might be able to do a part of ours.
Yeah.
All right.
Where do you want to start? Maybe from the part where...
Would we want to go to the point where we're describing what had happened, like with the seance?
That's a good idea.
Okay. Do you want me to go from, I know it sounds idiotic, but the other night? Okay. I know it sounds idiotic, but the other night, during the seance, something happened.
I knew it.
You know that my husband was married before?
Yes, I have heard it mentioned.
His first wife, Elvira, died comparatively young.
Where?
Here, in this house, in this very room.
Ooh, I'm beginning to see daylight.
She was convalescing after pneumonia, and one evening she started to laugh helplessly at one of the BBC musical programs and died of a heart attack.
And she materialized the other evening after I had left?
Not to me, but to my husband.
Capital, capital. Oh, but that's splendid. At last, unless a genuine materialization.
Please sit down again, Madame Arcadi.
How could anyone sit down at a moment like this? It's tremendous. I haven't had such a success since the Sudbury case.
And nevertheless, I must insist upon you sitting down and controlling your natural exuberance.
Forgive me, Mrs. Condamine. I'm being abominably selfish. How can I help you?
How? By sending her back immediately to where she came from, of course!
I'm afraid that is easier said than done.
Do you mean to tell me that she's liable to stay here indefinitely?
It's difficult to say. I fear it depends largely on her.
But my dear Madame Arcadi...
Where is she now?
My husband has driven her into Folkestone. Apparently she was anxious to see an old friend of hers who's staying at the Grand.
Forgive this formality, but I shall have to make a report to the psychical research people.
I would be very much obliged if there were no names mentioned.
The report will be confidential.
This is a small village, you know, and gossip would be most undesirable.
I quite understand. You say she is visible only to your husband?
Yes.
Visible only to husband. Audible too, I presume?
Extremely audible.
Extremely audible. Your husband was devoted to her?
I believe so.
Husband devoted?
It was apparently a reasonably happy marriage.
Oh, tut tut.
I beg your pardon?
When did she pass over?
7 years ago.
Aha, that means she must have been on the waiting list.
Waiting list?
Yes, otherwise she would have got beyond the materialization stage by now. She must have marked herself down for a return visit, and she'd never have been able to manage it unless there was a strong influence at work.
That's great, thank you. Yeah.
Thanks to C.D. Adamson, Devin McCain, Chris Moreno, Ann Kokenauer, Jessica Popejoy Geiken, Jackie Jones, and Kaylin Sales for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.